Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone will see this. I like fluffed my pillows so it looked better.
Do we have a jingle?
I was singing that song all around the world.
Wait, is Eleanor okay with this? Remember last February?
Remember last February when you could go outside with your friends and you could go on trips?
When we could all be together.
And that was the last, was that the last time we were all together?
No, New York in June. In Brooklyn. The Airbnb that smelled like pee.
Yeah. Okay, so it's me, Lizzie from BRB, and I'm joined by Christy and Lily, who you might remember from our trip to Ireland last year, which was well documented across the podcast, not least for Lily crashing the rental car into a post, Lily having an argument with an airline, and Christy just generally being hilarious.
No arguments there.
We're doing a podcast about our friendship in different time zones. COVID-19 is so hard for our friend group because normally we get to travel the world to see each other because we're so far away, but now we can't.
I know, but that sounds a bit first world problems.
It's harder for us than anyone else.
I do not.
No one's struggling like we are.
That is not an official view of this podcast. Can I just say no? So, bit of backstory. I, Lizzie, live in London. Lily, you live in?
In Baja, Mexico.
But you are originally from?
New York. Thank God I'm not there.
True. We'll come on to that maybe. Christy, you are in?
I'm in the US, but California, Southern California.
What's lockdown like in your areas?
What's the haps? The 9-1, the 119?
411.
The 411. Even I know that.
What's the 911?
What's the 911 in Long Beach, California?
Okay, so for me, I work at a hotel, so we got furloughed. You can't see the air quotes, but so I have not been doing anything basically. But it's kind of nice to just, you know, really just kind of have a lot of time to like catch up on reality TV and stuff. So I got into this show you might be familiar with called Love Island UK.
Except over here we just call it Love Island.
No, you don't say Love Island UK.
And wait, so which series? Like the most recent series?
I'm watching the most recent one, I believe, season 5.
How have you ever watched it before, Love Island?
I haven't, no. But I started with this one. I'm going to work backwards. So I'm going to go all the way to season 1.
What are your first impressions?
I'm really into it. My actual first impression, because I watch a lot of trashy reality shows, specifically like dating shows, like if you're familiar with, what was it? Love is Blind.
Oh, I loved Love is Blind.
Yeah. I find that it feels like everyone is so much nicer on the Love Island UK. I don't know if that's UK shows in general, but it's like everyone's like so quick to be like, she's my best friend here. And
sorry, do that again.
No, I won't. Everyone's so sweet to each other and like not backstabbing at all.
What? Sorry, they say what, Christy?
No.
She's my best friend here.
She's my best friend here.
Oh my gosh.
It's like a Forrest Gump accent.
I can't do accents whatsoever.
I'm from the UK. Life is like a box of chocolates.
You never know what you're going to get. I'm not backstabby at all.
I don't know. I think maybe you're right, because I don't mean this in an offensive way to all you Americans, but everything you do is a bit over the top, like on especially on TV.
Wow.
I wish everyone could see my shocked face at that statement you just made.
But I just don't think that you would get like a Tiger King coming out of the UK, or what's that one, Real Housewives? I mean, we have the Real Housewives, but it's
You have that.
It never seems as over the top as what happens in the US. I'm just saying.
And would after I have this topic, I have another reality series topic I want to bring up, but I just kind of want to dive into this first.
Something about Love Island, because I've never watched. Is it the one that there's a new episode every single day?
Oh, yeah, in the UK. It's normally on, I think, during the summer, and there's like one episode every single night.
That's wild.
But what have you been, what have you learned from, by the way, we say Love Island, not Love Island.
Wait.
What?
Love Island.
Love Island.
So what have you learned from Love Island?
Okay, so I wrote down all the words that I was hoping that you could explain to me.
Yeah, I'm up for
and
this.
And I also pulled up the dictionary in case you wouldn't know. And there's a lot. So just tell me when you don't want to.
No, this is good.
Okay.
This is very reminiscent of when Lily and I first met, because she used to sit next to me at work in New York, and then she used to keep a list of all the words I would say that she didn't understand and then ask me about them.
Exactly. So you're basically helping me make a dictionary right now.
Okay, come on then, hit me. I'm pretty confident I'm going to get all of these, so okay. Whatever.
All right, well, let's get started then. Okay, so what would you say, like, a bevy is? He's a real bevy.
Do they really say he's a bevy?
Oh, yeah. Wow. First one out the gate.
How?
No, because a bevy is a drink.
Able to help me?
That's what I thought.
A bevy is a drink. I have a few bevies.
Uh-huh. I can tell you like, this one.
Maybe it's like a tall drink, a water. Nope.
That's what I was thinking.
Nope.
Okay, what is it?
Bevy is a hot guy.
I'm sorry. I've never heard this word in my entire life.
Okay.
To mean a hot guy. Okay.
Keep
Christy's actually writing this down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lad. What is, like, how would you say, what's a lad?
A lad? Top lad? Guy that, like, you know, he's like, goes out and drinks and pulls loads of fit birds and stuff. That's a lad.
So he's, like, attractive, confident?
Yeah, maybe, but it's more, like, slightly negative connotations, like, as in, like, he's a bit of a bad guy in some ways.
An attractive lad would be a fit lad.
Well, yeah, actually, Lee, you look so happy with that. Yeah, I'll give it to you.
But she didn't want to, though. She got it wrong in some way.
Got it.
All right, so a lad is kind of like a player.
Yeah, I guess, but it's more like drinking and
partying.
Yeah.
Like a frat bro?
Probably, yeah. Top lad. Yeah. Top lad if a guy, like, smashed a pint in front of you. I mean, I wouldn't, obviously, because I'm refined, but...
And that means to, like, pound a drink.
Yes, it doesn't mean to break a pint in front of you.
In front of me, yeah, okay.
So, as you guys would say, chug.
Okay,
yeah. Chug.
Great.
Or pound.
Or shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A geezer. To us, that's, like, an old person.
Oh, no. Oh, is it? No. Yeah. Geezer, like a lad.
Like an old geezer, you would say. Like an old, like...
Oh. No. All right, mate. All right, geezer. No, a geezer's like a lad, basically. I think geezer and lad are probably a bit interchangeable.
Synonymous. So...
Anonymous. Putting that
proper,
one in
the dictionary. Proper is like to describe. Like, say, I could say, like, he's a proper lad.
He's a proper lad, yeah.
But what does that mean exactly?
Well, that he's like... he really is a lad.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, so do you not say in American, like, oh, that's properly bad, that is?
No, we would say proper means, like, refined, like.
Oh, okay, yeah. Nope.
Right, Lily?
I think that we could say proper in the way, but maybe I'm just mixed up because of Lizzie.
Yeah, we don't.
We spent too much time together.
Like, oh, you're eating so properly, or like she's so proper, like you know your etiquette kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's you don't. Yeah, but in this context, like a proper lad is like definitely a real lad.
Okay, crack on.
Crack on. I think I'm going crack on to her. Hit on.
Hit on. Okay.
Wow. I would like go on.
Well, actually, Lily, fair point. You'd also say, like, maybe in a work context, you'd be like, should we crack on with this project? But in Love Island, it definitely means hit on, I reckon. Chirps. Do you know chirps?
Chirps.
That's also to, like, chat up someone, to hit on someone.
Is it C-H-I-R-I-R-P-S?
With an E on the end.
Whoa.
Oh, C-H-I-R-P-E-S?
P-S-E.
What?
C-H-I-R-P-S-E, chirps.
How did you intuitively know to ask for the spelling? I just assumed it was like how we would spell chirps. Yeah.
Can I just say, I'm getting very like, I don't mean this in a creepy way, but like sexy secretary vibes from Christy. She's sat there with her hair in a bow. She's got glasses and a pen and paper, and she's writing everything down very studiously.
Too bad people don't have images of this.
Maybe I'll share some. Oh, don't worry, she's chugging gin.
Yeah.
At 10 a.m.
Keeping it real madman over here.
Any more?
Yeah, of course. I have a second page. Grafting.
Sudden grafting.
Yeah.
Working hard.
And like, in this context, it's like working hard towards getting someone interested in you.
Yeah, probably. In Love Island sense. I mean, you have to realize there's English and then there's Love Island English.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. The ick, that might be Love Island.
The ick.
The ick, yeah.
Use it in a sentence.
I got to pull up my Love Island dictionary because I thought this day might come where you didn't know a word. The ick is like so specific. I really like it because I didn't know other people felt this way, but it's when someone you're currently dating starts to cringe you out and you suddenly can't stand the sight of them. I think I've got the ick. I can't even look at him in bed.
I didn't know this, but I'm gonna start using it.
Yeah.
Oh, the ick. Oh, yeah.
It's so specific.
So specific.
Pied
off. When you dump someone or like refuse their advances.
Yep. Good job.
Got pied off by her.
Good job for knowing your own lingo. Factor 50.
Well, it's the type of sun cream, right?
No, it's to graft way, way too hard.
Sorry, Christy, is there a Love Island dictionary online that you're looking at?
Yeah, it's on Cosmo. Do you want me to send it to you?
No, I'm good, thanks.
It feels like you need it. C-W-T-S-H?
Crotch. It's Welsh. It means to, like, chill.
It means to have a cuddle, actually.
Oh, okay, but you know, like...
Oh, and it's a word. It's not a bunch of letters.
By definition, a word is a bunch of letters.
I mean, it's C-W-T-S-H. Lily, how would you pronounce that? C-W-T-S-H. Sorry. There's no vowels.
Yeah, but in Welsh, I think a W is a vowel in Welsh.
Oh, all right. Cool.
Well, so this was useful, Chrissy. I've actually learned a lot. Would you go on Love Island yourself?
Yeah, I would. Oh. Not on, only on the UK version, though.
Yeah, I've never really had the stamina to watch Love Island.
Do you think I would do well?
You do really well.
Thank you. I guess there's only one way to find out.
I like Christy. Christy tricked you into that, Lizzie. She started out being like seeking your advice, and then she turned it into quizzing you.
I enjoyed it. Hey, I love a quiz. Who doesn't love a good lockdown quiz? So what's been going on in Mexico, Lily? What's the vibes?
Okay, well, same as before. So besides the fact that I can't leave, And like, you know, you wear masks in stores and stuff. My life hasn't changed that much because I have a remote job and I didn't have any friends here anyway. So like, my life is...
You said in some ways it's improved your social life.
Like now all of a sudden it's like everyone's trying to like reconcile only wearing pajamas all day. I'm like, that's life. And then people are like, oh, we can only hang out virtually. And I'm like, great, you finally want to hang out with me. It's been like, this didn't happen before.
I don't know whether to be really happy or really sad for you.
A bit of both.
It's both. That's like the general gist of my life, being happy and sad for me.
Oh, so have you discovered any new skills?
Yeah. You really segued into what I was going to talk about so well.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like the perfect question. It's not a skill because I'm failing at it. So I would call it an ambition at this point. Outdoor running as opposed to treadmill running. Do you call it a treadmill?
Yeah, no, in England it's called a ploopy placker.
Let me write that down in my dictionary. Ploopy placker.
Yeah, we call it. Okay, so sorry, you mean you are trying to master running outdoors as opposed to running on a treadmill?
Yeah. I'd gotten close to mastering the treadmill. It took me 3 years to master the treadmill. Now, the gym that I go to, which mind you is like a dirt floor, thatched roof gym, but it's closed, you know, understandably. So I was like, what am I going to do? I have to run outside, which was my biggest fear. Whenever I see you running outside, Lizzie, I'm just like in shock and awe because I think it is a superhero feat. I don't think we'll do it.
Oh, yeah, completely. No.
I'm not kidding.
Why is it scary? What's wrong with it?
It's so scary.
I get so winded after like 3 minutes.
And then I want to stop my legs, but on the treadmill, you don't have that option. Outside, you do.
So what have you been doing to try and master outdoor running?
I just go, you know, I just get out there and I go, but I stop a lot. And there's more problems than just my skill. The other problem is that, okay, so I live in a town called Todos Santos. It's 6,000 people. There's like a little hub that's the town where like there are a lot of shops and stuff. But then there's this area that's more out in the desert by the beach. And there's just like a ton of like Americans and Canadians came down and they built houses around here, but they're pretty far spaced apart. This is not what I'm used to. Like where I grew up is like the suburbs in New York, Long Island, house next to house next to house. You always feel surrounded by people. Whereas here, it's like a very remote location. So when I go running, I go on this track. And it, first of all, let me break it down into problems. Problem number one, it's all dirt roads and sand. That's hard. And sometimes loose sand. That's really hard on an incline, okay? I don't do it. Another caveat is the treadmill at my gym was broken. It didn't work on an incline. So I don't run inclines at all. In nature, there are inclines. Okay, so that's problem number two. Problem number three, there's a lot of wildlife. So when I go running, there's like these dogs that bark at me that are really scary.
Are they wild dogs?
Some of them, but other ones sometimes are just free. Chad's laughing at me. They're not all wild. He said none of them are wild. I think they're wild. Okay, that's problem number three, wild dogs. And sometimes I have to reroute, right? There's not that many tracks. And then I see a pack of dogs. I'm like, oh, go the other way. Okay. Problem number four, and the biggest problem, this is the big one. I don't see anyone, which is a good thing for coronavirus, but really scary for me. Because when I get out into certain areas, I'm like, I could become one of these kidnap stories. So then my heart's racing even faster, not just from the run, but from the fear. You see where I'm going?
But how far are you running at the minute then?
Do I have to share that information?
No, that's fine. You can just
go. Okay.
I'll say it. 3 miles is my max.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's like
it makes a lot of running.
I did 8 miles.
Who did 8 miles?
Me on the treadmill.
Oh, I can't believe you're on a treadmill. It's so boring. Lily, stay safe. Do you take any safety precautions when you're out running by yourself like this?
Oh, pepper spray or something.
Jed said I should take pepper spray, but I'm scared that I'll shoot myself in the eye. Which would be problem number six.
Oh.
But besides like the environmental issues, do you have any tips?
Well, it's going to sound really obvious, but when I started running, I just had an ambition to get to a certain amount running nonstop. And so let's say you can run for 2.5K nonstop, then you want to run for 5K nonstop, and you just keep doing that until you can, and then you just keep setting new goals.
Do you time yourself in a way like, okay, I'm going to run for 10 minutes. Like, I'm going to put a timer on. Can you do that in a way?
I do minutes. She does distance.
Yeah, like how can you judge distance though when you're running?
You just got to sit. I don't know. I'm not an expert. You just set yourself goals. Do you listen to anything when you run, Lily?
Yes, I listen to Aptive. I'm not sponsored by them, but I'll plug them. It's an amazing workout audio app. They have audio workouts, and you could download them in advance.
And does that motivate you?
Yeah, except, well, my other problem is I can't, so on the treadmill, I could control my speed, but outside I can't seem to go any faster. So with Aptive, they'll be like, go faster now. And I'm just in my head like, no. And then in a way it's demotivating because I'm like, I can't do what they're asking me to.
I also think like you have to develop like a cadence for running.
Wow, Christy.
And then it helps you like breathe easier and stuff. But like for me, I lose that rhythm, and like that's how you lose your breath easier, you know?
Oh, there's another problem.
Uh-oh.
We're running out of fingers.
So I can run on the main road, which is probably dangerous in its own right, but I get catcalled.
What do they say?
So I don't want to be around people. They whistle, or they'll like slow down their car and like stick their head out the window really far and just like smile at me really creepily. Or sometimes they will say things. I don't know Spanish.
I think you should just run in place on your, what do you call it? Terrace. No.
Just do like high knees. Thanks, guys. I have a lot to think about. I'll probably go running after this.
I feel like we haven't really helped, Lily.
Oh, well, what can you do?
Is there any other thing we haven't covered?
I have some more reality show topics. I didn't know if I'm going to circle back.
Oh, this is where we leave this.
Well, I can't remember the one thing I wanted to bring up, which is going to bother me.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
But the other was this reality show I discovered that came from the UK. And it's featured on just like one of your normal channels.
Yeah. Four.
Channel 4.
Oh, wait. It's not this. Is it Naked Attraction?
Yes.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
But... how is it real?
So, sorry, remind me the concept. So basically, yeah, tell me what happened.
Okay, I've never seen it. So there's a contestant, and then there's, I think, like 4 to 6 people that...
are in two.
That contestant has to choose from. And it's just like based completely on body parts. So the contestant first, say it's same sex, same, it's a guy choosing 4 to 6 other guys. It starts with his package, the guy's packages. So the host and the contestant go and examine.
They have like the tube is like frosted glass and they start.
Yeah.
Is that an American term?
Male genitalia, yeah. Their penis.
Penis, okay.
So the contestant goes and only sees their penis only. He examines 6 penises and the host comments on each one and says like...
He's not a doctor though.
No.
Examining it in a doctor way.
No. Like, oh, this one has a couple different colors to it. And then go to the next one and say, like, this one leans to the left.
Okay, you're doing it. Yeah, I wanted to know, like, give me some scenarios. I'm just
yeah.
As the viewer, you're getting close up, tight shots on their package.
Yeah.
It sounds more like pornography than an actual.
Yeah. And then he'll be like, this, or like one specific guy was like, this one looks a lot like mine, so I actually like it.
So what?
And then they move up. So then they move up to their abs, and then they move up to like
their
teeth,
the face. Then I think,
yeah. And they
eliminate along the way.
Yeah, along the way. So like his least favorite penis goes, his least favorite abs go.
But so then he gets to see the whole person. They come out when they're eliminated. They come out from behind the glass, and he's like, "Oh, I should." Overall, his great total package.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have eliminated him based on his bad penis.
Then he picks the last 2, I think, and they have clothes on, and now he's naked.
But then the picker gets naked, and then there's 2 finalists who have their clothes on.
Yeah.
No, they're still naked, I think.
No, I think they have their clothes on. And
no, because when they pick the winner, I witnessed some very uncomfortable, fully nude, first-time hugs, which are weird.
How many first time fully uncomfortable, fully nude, whatever it is, hugs have you ever had in your lifetime, Lily?
Probably when my mom, when I was a baby, like when I was first born.
Right? Okay, let's keep it light. So back to Christy's description. Right, so the finalists are fully clothed. There's 2 of them. The picker is now naked. Then what happens?
Then he picks 1. And you're right, they hug. But for some reason, I thought they had clothes. Maybe they don't.
No way.
And then they get to go on a date or something.
Like a clothed date in the real world.
And then do any of these turn into like fully fledged relationships?
It doesn't update us on that for some reason.
I'm Googling it. Naked attraction success stories.
But
a lot of these shows get made into American shows, obviously. This one has not yet.
The dancing one. What's the dancing one? I like Flirty Dancing. Did you watch that, Lizzie?
No, hang on a minute. Listen to this. There's a seriously sweet success story. After some digging, it appears the series has reduced at least 1 lasting relationship.
There's like 8 seasons.
Gemma Warren and James North, both of whom appeared in the 2017 series of the show, blah, blah, blah. Marriage is very much on the cards.
Wow.
You can go on her Instagram. Let me see if it's still up to date. It looks like they're together. Wow.
It worked out.
So, you single ladies, anyone on the podcast who's single?
Okay, I know you're talking about me.
Maybe.
I'm sorry, I already committed to Love Island UK.
I'm sorry to break it to you, but I don't think you would make it onto Love Island UK because you're not British.
You don't think they'd want that one American girl just to kind of stir the pot?
Yeah.
Speak it with a good accent.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Let's quickly run your audition in your British accent. So I'm the producer and I'm like, hi there. Welcome to the Love Island auditions. What's your name?
Hello, I'm Christy.
Christy? Okay, yeah. Cool. And then, Christy, where are you from?
From London.
Oh, yeah. Really?
London.
Which part of London?
Oh, this is little part you never heard of, isn't it?
He's from Shoreditch.
Yeah, Shoreditch.
Okay, and what do you do for a living, Christy?
Oh, I'm in marketing.
Marketing?
Yeah.
Marketing, what's...
Marketing?
Is that where you make fun of people for a living? Marketing. Okay, great. And do you support a football team?
No.
Okay, and finally, what are you looking for in a potential partner?
I just want someone real fit. Isn't it?
You speak in very short sentences. I'm not sure you'd be right for the show.
I was trying to do the accent she's just using on my
nose. Oh. I don't want people to get offended by my accent because I'm horrible at accents. I don't actually think you sound like that. I'm the one that sounds awful.
No, I think you have a beautiful voice.
An American accent is disgusting, obviously.
No, I think you have a lovely accent.
I wish I had a beautiful British accent.
Thank you so much. It's been such a joy to hear about your lives in the first episode of
Friendzone!
Maybe we'll be back again next week.
We'll be back.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.